Pink FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
It is not necessarily the news Wednesday installment, where we give you the good, the bad, and the newsy. So newsy. Welcome our Hank Facebook Live streamers as we broadcast radio on the internet. Notable passing in the news just really coming out overnight, and that would be one Val Kilmer. Legendary actor passing away at the age of 65. His daughter Mercedes said that he passed away due to pneumonia. Of course, it had been about a decade that Val Kilmer had been dealing with throat cancer, lost his voice, had a procedure on that, and then had beat it. It was cancer-free for years, but there were definitely lingering effects, his family said. So now, Val had, even before that, stepped away from Hollywood in the 2000s and just kind of did Val Kilmer things. But boy, what a legacy on film, too, dating back to the very underrated Real Genius, Top Secret, great movies. Of course, his breakout Top Gun, where he was Iceman. Willow, he was Jim Morrison in The Doors. Very underrated Batman, too. He was a good
Look
Batman.
Look at you go.
True Romance, Heat, The Saint, and of course, as many of us here know, Doc Holliday and Tombstone, which...
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, yeah.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Great Val Kilmer. Gone at 65. Might have to just watch a little Tombstone later on today.
I heard there's like a fantastic Amazon documentary about him and how he had so much money stolen by his family and all sorts of good nuggets in there.
Yeah, just a mercurial type character throughout his career and life.
So Hooters came out swinging with both fists yesterday, as they're here to stay and they want everyone to know it.
Yeah.
So who is going to save the legendary chain? Well, the answer is Kelly Clarkson. Insiders say the singer and talk show host is a fan. She wants to support those hardworking women in those orange short shorts and was even planning to get a gig at Hooters before she hit it big on Idol. Apparently, she's given her business managers a talking to, is investing some of her $50 million fortune, and even hopes to sit on the board. Hooters, they're not going anywhere, all right?
Burleson
it's
girl.
For the wings.
Burleson's never had a Hooters, so she'd have had to drive a little bit back in the day.
Mm-hmm. That's commitment.
Yeah, I think she worked in an Italian restaurant there.
Those Italians.
But congratulations, and go get them.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
See?
It is Liberation Day.
MAGA.
Yeah. And Trump will speak later on today, 3 p.m., and talk about the latest round of Trump tariffs. It's the Liberation Day. That's why he's calling that. By the way, they also, White House News, they've closed their investigation into that leaked Signal group chat, they said yesterday. At least that's what I got in the group chat.
Did you get that? It's hard to keep up.
And then, New Jersey Senator, Democratic Senator Cory Booker yesterday.
Oh, I heard about that.
Set a new record on the floor of the Senate. It was 25 hours, 4 minutes. That sets the record for the longest speech ever given there on the floor of the Senate. That beats the 1957 filibuster by Senator Strom Thurmond, who went 24 hours, 18 minutes. So he almost bested it by an hour. And he was up there largely railing about Trump and Elon Musk, but finally yielded the floor at 7.05 p.m. yesterday.
He just got tired.
Over 25 hours. By the way, over the whole speech, he addressed a wide range of topics. The Ukraine-Russia war, Medicaid, Social Security, And three of those hours, he just was playing Will It Flow.
Oh, so, wow.
It's a great time killer. It really is.
You know what? Also, Song Pong. Hello.
Yeah.
Let's get it together,
That's
Corey.
How Strom Thurmond did it, too, by the
really?
Way. A lot of people don't know that.
No idea.
Because it's not true.
Mega.
You know, some folks like to say stay friends after the split for the sake of the kids, the family, mutual respect. And Kevin Costner and his ex, Christine Baumgartner, not so much. The Yellowstone star feeling some kind of way because his former bride is planning yet another extravagant wedding, this time to his former best friend. So that would make things awkward. And it's very convenient because Kevin is probably paying for it in one way or another. He ponies up $63,000 a month in child support. No word on alimony. So,
well,
congratulations.
That should get him at least an invite, right?
I know. One would think, or save the date.
That wouldn't be awkward at all. April Fool's Day yesterday, and big brands got into it. Some notable ones. Raising Cane's Chicken Fit. They actually got Cardi B to do this. Did a fake review for the new Raising Cane's skincare product line based on their signature sauce. Yeah. Cadbury Cream Eggs prank people pretending to sell just the cream egg part without the
gross.
Egg and called it On the Goo. That wasn't real. Reese's claimed they were selling chocolate bread for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And people were very disappointed. That wasn't real.
Right?
My kiddo,
I wonder how many of these are like tester ideas.
My kiddo fell for the Build-A-Bear one, and that wasn't true. Omaha Steaks, though, may have the best. They released a romance novel titled Certified Tender. And it can be downloaded for free right there at omahasteaks.com. And then up here, we switched over for a couple of hours to Wild FM.
Real Country FM.
Pink FM.
Wild.
Jeremy got crazy last night.
He's goofy. So Blake Shelton, a low-maintenance guy, still after all these years. You know, well, some bands want no brown M&Ms or a full Ethiopian buffet backstage. Well, he likes to keep it simple and has just three things on his contract rider. That would be Diet Sprite, vodka, and ice. Meanwhile, Morgan Wallen may do some dumb things, but is pretty clever underneath that facade. After walking off the SNL set a little bit early the other day, he then posted on social media, "Get me to God's country." He's now selling T-shirts to match for the low, low price of just $45. And they're so popular that there's knockoffs almost everywhere.
Yeah. You can find one on the Wild FM website.
Real Country FM.
Pink FM.
Spared no expense on those jingle singers.
NFL owners, they're doing their NFL owners meeting right now. And one of the newest things is talking about now an 18-game regular season. Extending the regular season for the NFL football year. They have to first check with Taylor Swift's schedule to see if that's possible.
The girl is busy.
And then finally, the Cheesecake Factory announced, not an April Fool's, but they're expanding their menu yet again.
How much bigger can it get?
The Cheesecake Factory menu at last count, already 22 pages, has more than 250 items. And they're going to add to it. And now at this point, the Cheesecake Factory is less of a restaurant and more of a publisher at this point, right?
I'm your Huckleberry.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.